Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. Well, it's a blessing to be with you again. I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, I pray that the Lord will minister to you and bless you. Right now, we are in the middle of a teaching I began last week on the passage of Scripture found in Ephesians, having done all, stand therefore. And we're understanding through various scriptures that amplify that command on what it means to be able to do that, that patience and long-suffering are very much an aspect of it. We have looked at the fact that it is a command, patience is commanded. It's after we've done all we know to do, it says stand therefore. It is a command. We also know that it's a byproduct of trials. It's a means whereby we inherit the promises of God. We looked that it's not a passive or a trait in which we're just resigned to whatever the future holds. It's quite active. And also, we're now going to be looking at, for those of you who are regular listeners, we're going to understand that it was a aspect of perfection. And those of you who have listened, we've spent a great deal of time in recent weeks discussing that. But it is a key element in the makeup of a mature Christian, an aspect of perfection. I'll just share one scripture because it expresses it quite succinctly, James 1:4, but let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That one scripture alone tells us that if we are patient, with a godly patience, as patience is described by the scriptures, it will do something in our lives. It will cause something in our spiritual development. It will perfect us. It says that ye may be perfect and entire. And that is the goal, perfection in our spiritual walk. So it's a key element in the makeup of a mature Christian. And then what's another aspect of patience? The object of patience, and this is something you may never have thought of, it's not the thing that you desire. Whatever it would be, you know, you ask God for something and you're patiently waiting for it. That's not true scriptural patience. It's not the thing desired, but instead that focus is the Lord rather than the thing desired. Looking to Scripture, especially the Psalms, bring out this truth and very important point. Just listen to these various scriptures I'm going to share. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. That's Psalm 37:7, and then Psalm 37:9. They that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Psalm 40:1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalm 33:20 declares, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and shield. He'll help us, but He's also our protector. Amen. Lamentations 3:25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. And then there's a scripture also found in Psalm 130:6, which says, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. And you students of Scripture, you know, when anything is repeated twice, there's strong and special emphasis in whatever that truth is declaring. More than they that watch for the morning. beloved, in the times in which we are now living, we can't really truly relate to that passage of Scripture. I mean, think back in biblical times, what were the means of light when it was night? Well, it was a candle, it was an oil lamp, it was a fire. There were no other ways of lighting the darkness of night. And so that was a very real passage of Scripture for them. Those who lived in biblical times, my soul waits for God more than they that watch for the morning. Why? If any of you have been out in the country or live in the country, if there are no external lights, electric lights, there is a darkness that is absolute and penetrating except for the stars or the light of the sun. And I can share a personal testimony, if you will, out of my own life. And that's why I can so relate to this passage of Scripture. This goes back to a time in which I was unsaved, probably 1971. And through a series of circumstances, my brother and I, natural brother, we had occasion, we met a couple that lived in the gold country of the Sierra Nevada at about the 4,300 foot level, and they were literally out in the wilderness. He was a miner by trade, various claims in Nevada and California. And we met them, and he invited us to live there for a while and to help. And so my brother was active in that, and I did what I could. And there was one evening, or one late afternoon in the fall, that I had walked down by myself to the mine, and I decided to take a shortcut to cut across so I could be by, there's a little town called Midas. There's nothing left of it. I mean, there was remnants of a 100-year-old apple orchard that the Chinese had planted when they were taking, taking the tracks of the Southern Pacific westward. And so there was nothing left, but I thought, well, I'm going to just watch the sunset. I'm going to hike up there. And so I took off out of the road, off the road, the dirt road. And as I continued, I began to be really concerned because I'm no mountain person, but I had misjudged, and I walked and walked, and I thought surely I should have reached the tracks by now. And I wasn't. And as darkness settled, I realized in a panic that I wasn't going to make it back. Dale had given me instructions that, there were various mine shafts that just were just throughout the area, and you could walk into them to be careful. So even though there was a full moon, I stayed in an open area in a little declivity. I covered myself with my coat. I was not prepared. It was the end of October, and it got really cold. I'll never forget the sound of the wind and the moon as it blew through Blue Canyon, and my feet were numb for days afterwards. Obviously, I wouldn't be here making this broadcast if I had not made it back. I wasn't saved at all, but I had a strange peace. I thought, well, I'm either going to make it or I'm not. But all I could do was I could do nothing. I covered myself with my coat, and I'd stand up to do jumping jacks. I didn't sleep a wink at all, but I could do nothing but wait for the morning. And so I can relate to the fact that everything within me, my entire future, and I didn't know if I was going to make it back or not. I mean, people get lost in the wilderness, and that was 7 miles off, away from the interstate. There were no neighbors, and they also let bears out of, they captured out of from Yosemite, but they released them, the dangerous bears down in the canyon. I mean, there was no guarantee I was going to make it back. I had no flashlight. I had nothing. I was not dressed for a night in the wilderness. So I didn't know if I was going to make it back. But God's hand, even those when we don't serve Him, know that He's with us. And I didn't know anyone's save praying for me, but nonetheless, God was with me. And when finally morning came, I got up with numb feet. I was so cold, and headed in a direction. And when I saw along the train tracks, there were phone lines, and I saw that, and obviously made it back. Never quite the same from that experience. And so when I was saved and I read that scripture, you have no idea how I could relate to that. And beloved, that's how we are to wait. You may never have been lost in the wilderness, but I tell you, if you can use your imagination to imagine what it was back in biblical times where people could not move. They couldn't travel unless there were the light of the stars or a full moon. If there was utter darkness, you couldn't see to go anywhere. And that, beloved, is how we are to wait for the Lord. I normally don't take time to share personal stuff, but that passage of scripture has taught me the importance and the reality of there are times in your own life, some of you listening, there's nothing you can do. You are absolutely dependent. You're helpless. You absolutely are waiting for God. You have something you've certainly prayed about, but that's not the object of your patience. The object of your patience is waiting on God. So what's the point of sharing that personal testimony or all the passages I did? It implies a position of faith and trust, faith that God has heard and that he will move according to his will and good pleasure. I want to pray right now. Father, there are those who are just, some of them enduring, you know, they're patiently waiting. It's something they've desired. As we delight ourselves in the Lord, you will give us the desires of our heart. But Lord, in other circumstances, it's much more crucial. It's much more critical. They are waiting upon you. And Father, I pray, Lord, as David prayed, make haste to help us, O Lord. And I pray, Lord, for divine patience in waiting upon you, that they would recognize it is you who are the object of their patience. Father, give us great peace right now. Those that are in a place of real extreme necessity, give them that peace, Father, in Jesus' name. I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Wait on the Lord, and he shall strengthen thine heart, all ye that wait upon the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Faith and trust, beloved. He will. He's heard you, and he's with you, and you will see his salvation and his deliverance. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy does come in the morning. So wait patiently for it, just as I had to in the natural. Praise God. I love you. I thank you for joining me, and I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, also, that's a great blessing. I get encouraged when people just say, I so look forward to the broadcast. And that's because it's God's anointing. No excellence on my part. Praise God. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,